The countdown to war in Iraq has people in Israel fearing more missile attacks by Saddam Hussein's forces like those of 1991. In the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Palestinians also are on edge. They're more worried about what the Israeli army might do while world attention focuses on Iraq. The Israeli army has carried out more than half a dozen major incursions into Gaza over the past month, aimed at the militants of the Islamist group Hamas. The repeated raids have some in Gaza worried that Israel might be planning to reoccupy the territory. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Residents of Gaza have learned to listen for the sound of helicopters overhead or the roar of Israeli tanks in the fields. But Israel's recent offensive against Hamas has brought a new edge to their fears. Nearly three dozen Palestinians have been killed in Gaza this month alone, including several children. Now, with war in Iraq looming, Gazans fear that a reoccupation by the army may be imminent. That feeling is here on a hill in the northern Gaza Strip, where a Palestinian bulldozer recently worked to repair damage caused by the Israeli army a few days earlier. Troops occupied the stretch of northern Gaza in a bid to stop rocket attacks by Hamas fighters. Local resident Mona Ilbahri says it was the first time the tanks had come up the hill to their house. She strokes the dark hair of her three-year-old daughter and recalls believing she was witnessing a new occupation.
She gets really panicked. Each time she heard the shooting, she said, shooting, shooting, and she lay down on the ground. She believed that the shooting is on her, and it was obvious that they are going to remain forever.
But a couple of days later, the troops pull out as abruptly as they had arrived. The Bahri family believes they'll be back once the war starts in Iraq. Similar views can be heard at the corner of Philistine and Ein Jalut streets in Gaza City, where earlier this month, four missiles fired from Israeli helicopters obliterated a car carrying a Hamas founder, Ibrahim El-Makadme, and three of his guards. Blood trails are sprayed across the underside of a second-story balcony here. 34-year-old Ali Banat witnessed the assassination. He believes the Israelis will return in force once the war begins.
It's for sure. We expect at least, if the war is happening, that Israel will completely clean at least the areas on the borders, like Jenin, Rafah, and Yunus. This is what we expect.
Gazans aren't the only ones worrying. Israeli analyst Menachem Klein at Bar-Ilan University says he's reminded of similar raids in the West Bank just over a year ago, which turned out to be practice runs for the reoccupation of most West Bank cities last spring, a reoccupation that remains in place a year later.
The IDF implemented several raids to show the cabinet that the reoccupation of the whole territory can go very easily, and also to show the world the Israeli intentions and get the world used to the Israeli reoccupation of the whole West Bank.
But the raids could also be just what the military says they are, targeted operations aimed at specific wanted Palestinians. The arguments against an Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip are well known. The densely packed refugee camps here pose a high risk for soldiers and civilians alike and raise the specter of the kind of ill-fated occupation Israel saw in southern Lebanon. Palestinian lawmaker Marwan Kanafani thinks those who fear an Israeli escalation under cover of war are missing the point.
Israel does not need a pretext. What they're doing deliberately, publicly, and stubbornly. So why would they wait for something that might at least ignite the feelings of the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Muslims? In my opinion, that will backfire on them.
But armed Palestinians say whether the future holds more raids or a full-blown occupation, they won't go quietly. A rooster calls in the dead of night in a dimly lit alleyway in the Nusayrat refugee camp. A bearded Palestinian in a black watch cap identifies himself only as a field commander in the camp. He says he has no choice but to defend the scrap of land the Israelis have left him. But he also confirms the fear of many Israelis, that for these Palestinians, resisting the occupation means attacking Israelis wherever they can.
As you see, we are not afraid of the invasion. But even if they don't invade us, we are making our own operations against them in the settlements and in other places because it is our right.
72 hours after that interview, Israeli tanks and helicopters swept into Nusayrat, killing an Islamic Jihad fighter and six others, including a four-year-old girl. There were no Israeli casualties. Gazans are wondering if the next incursion will be another midnight strike or the start of a more permanent Israeli presence here. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.